I am here with Alita Freeman right now. She is currently a patient, what we like to refer to as a family member, here at what is now known as Century Wellness Clinic, soon to be Forsyth Cancer Care Centers, hopefully with a cancer care center near you and your loved ones in the very, very near future. Alita was just sharing her story with me about how this was actually a series of miracles that led her to what will be called Forsyth Cancer Care Center. In September of 2014, her best girlfriend was missing at a high school reunion, and that bothered her. So she actually was led by God, in her opinion, to seek her out. They found each other. They decided to meet in the summer. It was then, in the summer of 2015, that Alita found out that Lindsey Green, her best friend's, Eileen's husband, had cancer and had been totally now cancer-free for almost 3 years, thanks to Forsyth Cancer Care Center, which is still known as Century Wellness Clinic. I'm now here with Alita. Alita, this wasn't just a matter of all the research that Lindsey had done. I think God had a heavy hand in the healing of Lindsey and also the sending of you to your best friend's home where you weren't even aware that you had cancer, but God was aware.
Yes, that's exactly correct. I was totally unaware that I had cancer, and I was more or less compelled to meet with my friend. I really wanted to connect with her and to get back as close as we were when we were in high school. And so we came up with a date where we knew we would be free and clear to meet and have a week together in the summer. And I came to see them, and that's where I heard about Lindsey's story and his now, we are going to call it a win, put it in the win column. He's been cancer-free for almost 3 years.
Can I ask you this? Didn't he research just about every single clinic in the United States?
He did.
If not around the world?
He did. He did not want to do the traditional medicine protocol, which would be so damaging to the vital organs around the other organ that was the cancer organ. So he was very opposed to that. And so he checked out. There were doctors in Houston. There were doctors in other parts of the country. I'm not going to name names of clinics. But he went to great lengths to study and to then make decisions, and they went and visited these places, and then they would discuss what they felt.
So even prior to you knowing you had cancer, here's Lindsey Green, the husband of your best friend, Eileen Green, telling you what a marvelous and miraculous job that Century Wellness Clinic, soon to be Forsyth Cancer Care Center, the job they did for him to make him cancer-free.
Exactly. He was very happy with the treatment. He loved the doctors. They loved the doctors, and they recommended. They were just all on it. They love these doctors. So that, to me, was a lovely story. And I was so happy to hear that he is cancer-free for so long. And he's on the special diet. He's read the anti-cancer diet, the book that Dr. Forsyth has written, right? And other books, similar books. And he's like all gung-ho about doing the diet and being cancer-free forever. And to us, to me at the time, it was a lovely story. And then, As the year wore on, I started feeling not great. I went to see the traditional doctors, and then on the day or so after Thanksgiving, I got my bad news, which was that I had cancer, and that then the traditional doctors started giving me the prognosis of what my life was going to look like if I went into their medical system.
Right. And quite frankly, I certainly understand it truly is a series of miracles. Here you learn about Dr. Forsyth well before you're even diagnosed with cancer. So Lindsey Green had already done, if you will, weeks, if not months and months and months of research that led you to...
He paved the way. He cut down the jungle.
Now, let me ask you a few questions, if I may, okay? Everything he mentioned to you at that meeting when you didn't even know you had cancer, everything has come to pass. In other words, exactly like he said, do you not feel like, instead of just another patient, don't you feel like part of a family here?
Well, the most wonderful part of this cancer treatment is the care I'm getting. Everyone is a unified spirit and all on the same page. I have not met anyone here that didn't give credit to God for all the ways that they're learning and all the treatments that they're doing. They give credit where it belongs, to the heavenly realm. Then you're on a first name basis here. And everybody cares about how much stuff is dripping. If you have a reaction, they're all over you like ants on an ant bed to make sure that your experience here is warm, caring, loving, and secure.
So it would be obvious, in my opinion, that if you had a family member, friend, an associate, any loved one of anyone who you may even know, you would highly recommend that they attend the 3-week protocol here at what will be called Forsyth Cancer Care Center.
I totally and completely agree with that. I would not want to go and do the things that those doctors in the traditional system were telling me about. My life, as I knew it, would have been so completely ruined if I went down that path. With the cancer treatment I'm getting now, I'm functional. I'm up and walking around. I go and I can shop. I'm not sick. I don't need personalized, like someone to take care of me.
I actually have a beautiful photograph of you working out in the gym.
The doctors encourage as much as you feel like it, that it would be a good idea to do some exercise. And they don't want you to give up all the joy of the life that you had. They just basically are making your whole body better. And at the same time, with all the modern and best techniques known to mankind, all the advancements that have been made in the field of cancer treatment, they are utilizing all of those to kill every cancer cell at the stem so that it will not come back, it will not relapse. So you're getting all these healthy treatments. 90% of the treatment is healthy and to bring your immune system on board. And then the rest, it's to kill, directly target your specific kind of cancer, which they've tested your body to know exactly what cancer treatment will kill your cancer.
Would it be safe to say that here, unlike other, if you will, normal, typical cancer facilities, here, Alita, they actually have a blueprint of Alita Freeman that they're following to make sure that when you leave, you become the best Alita Freeman that is known to man?
Yes, that is exactly right. When I first saw the doctors, they asked me, how much do you love yourself? And I said to the doctors, before I had the cancer diagnosis, I actually liked that version of myself very much. And then when I got the cancer diagnosis and they told me what those doctors were going to do to me, I knew that that life would be completely obliterated. Right. With Dr. Forsyth's group, they want to enhance my life, make me more functional. I don't have to leave my ministry. I don't have to leave my business behind. I don't have to be sick. I don't have to be sick and then die.
You know, Alita, as a minister, and I want to share this story with you too, because one thing that I have noticed that I think that the staff, the nurses, the doctors, all here at the Century Wellness Clinic, soon to be Forsyth Cancer Care Center, I feel as if they look at you as a family member, a friend, and someone they want to get back on track so that you can continue with your ministry. And, you know, they don't look at you as just a cancer survivor. You're a real fighter, Alita.
Thank you. I feel that these people see my whole being. They see my whole person, the whole person, Alita. And they want me to be able to get back up, and have years ahead of me of productive life.
Amen. And when I say amen, you know, it's not often I get to say amen to a minister, but I'm so honored that you would allow me this interview, because I'll tell you what, Alita, and then you correct me if I'm wrong, but this message, you know, it's almost as if, Alita Freeman, you are now an ambassador for Forsyth Cancer Care Center to get the word out to not just hundreds, but thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of lives, whose lives we can not only save, but we can once again get them back on track to do exactly what they want done.
Well, I'm not ready to give up my ministry or my life. And I am grateful to these doctors for being here, to these nurses and technology people that are here. And I am so thankful that God sent me here, and I wish that all people, if it's 10 or 10,000 people hearing me, would consider that this is the best way to go.
You know, Alita, I'm going to not try to frighten you, but it won't be tens of thousands. It'll be hundreds of thousands of people.
More the merrier.
The more the merrier.
The better.
The better.
Because how can we affect the change that we want in the world unless we mobilize the people? It's the voice of the people that are going to make the changes. If they see that the traditional medicine has such low statistics on cure, and when they say survival, what does that mean? You're a vegetable sitting in a bed and someone's feeding you? That's not survival, in my opinion. Okay, I want the feeling that I'm going to be cured, that I'm going to be healthy again, that I'm going to, that we can beat this cancer and it will stay gone. So that is what I'm getting here.
You know, Alita, in my opinion, I would have to tell you that it feels as if, to me, you've already got it beaten. You know, it's just a matter of completing the protocol, following what the doctors tell you to do, and then be an ambassador for Forsyth Cancer Care Center.
And that's in exactly what I intend to be, an advocate for this way of bringing the better ways of cancer cure. And survival is not enough. The being vital is what we want. We want to be vital citizens and able to be productive in this society, not just vegetables sitting there taking all medicine and being sick. So, yes, the only way we can affect this change is if everyone sees how poor the statistics are on the side of traditional medicine and how good the statistics are on the side of combining traditional medicine with holistic medicine, and finding not just to be a sick person, but rather to be a healthy, cured person.
Amen.
And then the people have to cry out, this is what we want. And that's my prayer for the nation.
Amen, girl. Thank you very much for this interview. But more importantly, thank you for being Alita Freeman, the healthy Alita Freeman. I love you.
I love you back. Thanks, Eddie.